John Brown here with you on Express FM, and we are just over a week away now from Portsmouth Comic Con at the Portsmouth Guildhall. I'm one of many very special guests I'd like to bring onto the radio in the build-up to Portsmouth Comic Con. We know him as Lawn of the Dead. His name is Jim Waterfield. Jim, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm very fine. Great to hear from you. Thank you for interviewing me.
It's a great pleasure. It's always great. We always speak to each other. When we Express FM listeners will know, when we see Jim out and about at events, we always try and get a few words with him because he does brilliant work. But on this occasion, whenever we have a conversation, we always come back around to how special Portsmouth Comic Con is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is very special indeed. I know you're...
It is one of the best events I do in the year because... under Lawn of the Dead, which is like my trading name, I do a lot of events. So I do the Comic Cons all around the country. Mm. So I do a Comic Cons and events around the country. And to my mind, it is one of the best family-friendly Comic Con events. So other Comic Cons might have big names, but they're not really, really friendly. This is a really friendly event. They go out of their way. So once you pay the ticket price, all the attractions are free. So lots of Comic Cons, you know, you kind of pay your ticket price, then you have to pay extra for different things inside. It's all free once you're actually inside. And there's going to be loads and loads and loads of great things for to do and to do with your kids if you bring your family down, including what I've got on.
Yes, let's talk about what you do and kind of what Lawn of the Dead is and the great work you do as an artist.
Well, yeah, Lawn of the Dead started. So basically, I wanted to. I mean, I always love art, and I'm a school teacher teaching art. But I wanted to do some art that was sort of like quite fun, you know. And I started making garden ornaments, like zombie gnomes and creepy things for the garden that you couldn't buy anywhere else. You know, you might see them online in America, but you know, you can't go down to your garden centre and get monsters to put in your garden, and that's the kind of fun thing I wanted to do, you know, and I wanted to just make them fun. And plus, because I'm using concrete, they're weatherproof. So a big part of it is, like, because it's concrete and weatherproof, I've got friends who've buried them, and you know, customers have still sent me pictures, they buried them in their garden, and you know, they scare their neighbours with them. And, yeah, so that was the idea of making fun, creepy things for the garden, you know, something really, really different. And what I do with, obviously, the kids' workshops is the same principle. I'm doing dinosaur eggs this year, fossils. Mm-hmm. So, like, real fossils, they're concrete, so they're going to be hard, they're going to be weatherproof. So if you want to put them out in your garden when they finish painting, you can put them out in your garden and have your own fossils in your garden.
Mm-hmm. And you, I've noticed as well that you, like me, you're a big film fan, you're a big sci-fi fan, I noticed as well. And that, yeah, and that comes out in your art, right? I've seen there's been facehuggers and alien heads and Batman heads.
Yeah, I love all the big major kind of like sci-fi franchises and Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter. Yeah, I'm a massive geek. So obviously Portsmouth Comic Con is great for me because I have so many geeky friends. We can hang out, and all my friends who are cosplayers, you know, it's a really good get together.
So you're making fossils. We can catch you. Actually, where are you this year? Because I noticed before you were making...
It's called the Jurassic Zone.
Mm.
So where it's going to be is, last year they had it at the back. I think I'm being moved around to the front, but they're going to have all the dinosaurs. So they're going to have some life-size dinosaurs. Well, not real dinosaurs, obviously. Otherwise, you know, people will be getting eaten. But they're dinosaur puppets. So they're kind of be some big, huge dinosaur puppets going round. And I'm going to be doing a dinosaur egg workshop. So just like you see in Jurassic Park, where you see the paleontologist digging up the fossils, mm-hmm, we're going to have a big kind of like sand pit so the kids can actually excavate and dig up their own fossils and then paint them, or if they want to, and decorate them and take them home. And it's all free.
What is your, as an artist, what would you say so far, thus far, has been your proudest or your favourite creation?
All of them. I mean, they're all fun. I think the fun thing about what I do is when you get feedback and then people, you know, if they buy something from me and then they send me a picture of their, like, you know, their where they are in their garden, you know. There's some people that love having sort of like zombies in their garden, you know, like me, they're a bit warped. or, you know, those kind of things. I think it's really good. So the next thing I might make might be, you know, of always keeping ideas. And then obviously if I see a film, then I think, oh, that's a really good idea, I have to make one. So, I mean, you know, Dune came out a couple of years ago, so I had to make a Dune sandworm. So, you know, where I live on Selsey, I had to take the photos of it on the beach, coming out of the ground, you know, in the sand. So I had to take some photos because I thought, oh, that's a really good one to do. Do you now have a sandworm coming out of the ground? You know, those kind of things. And then a next film might be obviously always zombie films and monster films. And, you know, something like Stranger Things is great. I love Stranger Things, you know. Made of Vector and, you know, all those kind of monsters and things. They're just my favourite thing.
And we know, as you were saying, we're going to be doing some, you know, family-friendly kind of art workshop, so to speak, with the kids, and you can take stuff home with you and everything else. But aside from that, as a fan yourself, as a fan of Portsmouth Comic Con, what are you most looking forward to doing outside of your role, of course, within that?
Outside, well, there is a big bunch of my friends called the Gosport Steampunk Society.
Yeah.
So I'm always doing things with them, and they always put a brilliant show. I don't know what they're going to do this year because it's always a good surprise, but they've done Harry Potter, where they all dressed as the characters from Harry Potter. They did Pirates last year. I don't know whether they're going to be pirates or dinosaur hunters, but they always put a really big interactive thing with the kids. Loads of my friends will be coming up, and they have got brilliant cosplays. So I don't know if the Joker is going to turn up. So last year, my friend David, he was a fantastic, I think he won. He was a fantastic Joker. You'd see lots of photos, but I think he's going to do something different. He won't come as the Joker. He's got to come as someone different this year. So it's always good to see your friends come up with their new cosplays, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and then you go, oh, this year I'm going to be this, and, you know, going, oh, wow, I'm going to be Magneto this year or Judge Death this year. And I think that's great to see all their new outfits.
Yep. How can we find out? This is obviously a bite-sized version, really, of a much longer chat that you and I are going to have. So you and I are going to be chatting together on the Express FM Speakers Corner stage / area at Comic Con. You can catch us Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. Jim and I are going to have a slightly wider, more informal chat than this one. You can learn more about Jim and all the great work that he does. Where can we find out about you in the meanwhile, though, Jim?
Okay, well, on Instagram, it is Lawn of the Dead UK. Just all type it in Lawn of the Dead. Unfortunately, my Facebook got hacked. So I came back on Facebook. You can find me as Revenge of the Lawn of the Dead.
Okay, Revenge of the Lawn of the Dead. That's where you're going on Facebook if you want to find
out more
about Jim.
And Lawn of the Dead UK on Instagram.
There you go. And you can see some of Jim's amazing work there. Of course, you can catch Jim at Portsmouth Comic Con, portsmouthcomiccon.com, to get your tickets and other information. They are selling quite fast. It is next weekend. It's on the 11th to 12th of May. We can't wait. Can't wait to see you there, Jim. And thank you so much for your time today, mate.
Thank you. Thank you very much, John. It's going to be great to see you there in 2 weeks' time. Well, no, it's not.
It's less than that. Now. No, I know. We're in May now. Thanks so much, Jim. Have a great evening, sir.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, John. Cheers then, buddy. Bye-bye.